Welcome, everybody, to Story Break, a writer's room podcast where Hollywood's hottest armchair screenwriters, you guys wrote that, have 1 hour to adapt the unadaptable by turning pop culture's best and worst properties into, hopefully, solid cinematic gold. I'm Freddie. I am not one of the aforementioned screenwriters. I have a YouTube channel.
I am Will. I'm the hottest of the hot Hollywood screenwriters on the podcast. I just looked at my IMDb ranking today, and I'm down 16,000 points.
Wow. I'm Matthew Arnold. I am usually Will's assistant, so I don't even know where I am on IMDb. We'll figure this out.
There's another Matthew Arnold on IMDb.
I'm Matthew Arnold number 9, so I'm climbing the ranks.
Well, there you go.
I'm in the top 10.
Your top 10, Matt. Top Forbes 10 Matts under 10.
So just to get into kind of what we did last week very quickly, we did Monopoly. So we haven't done this before. We haven't talked about our previous successes and or failures, as it were. But we didn't have a chance to kind of post-mortem Monopoly. So just very quickly before we dive into this week's, what did you guys think about how that one ended up?
You know what I was really proud of with Monopoly was the that we got flipping the board in there, that the villain flips the juice
table.
Will
really likes flipping the board because as the first episode I listened to, and like that's the first thing you say, like the moment it comes out, like out of the gate, Will's like, "We're flipping the board. The metaphor's gonna be flipping the board." And then like you say like 27.
I'm proud that I'm proud that I railroaded my first idea through to the end of the thing. That's what I'm most proud of.
I think what we're gonna start doing is deciding whether or not we broke the story or the story broke us. And I'd say for Monopoly, I think we broke that story.
I think we broke the story, but we'll see if the fans agree.
Don't get too
comfortable because we have one more, and we have a very special episode this week because this is our first ever guest. We have a guest on. Say hi.
Hey, Freddie.
That's Elise Willems from Funhouse fame, friend of the family, as it were.
Aww. And
yeah. Welcome to the pod. Welcome to our dumb
friend
podcast.
Of the show.
Friend of the show,
which I've always wanted to say.
Well, now you can.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm a big fan of this podcast. Really into it.
Oh, wow. Gee, don't tell them that. I've been keeping them away from all the social media and all the.
Have you given us one of our 9 iTunes reviews yet?
No, but I am waiting to see where the KCM, the Kellogg Cinematic Universe, expands to.
Oh, absolutely.
When the next episode goes up, because I'm sure there will be one.
I'm really keen to do like an Infinity War with them versus the General Mills cinematic universe, like a Crisis in Infinite Cereal
like General
Boxes
Mills
type
is just
thing.
Like darker and like not as good.
Yeah, grittier and like it got away from them, like because they were like, we'll do them all, and you know,
at the same time, we'll do all. So Elise is going to bring. You're going to act as for this episode. You're going to act as our producer director. So as if you've hired us here, and I believe you've come armed and ready with. A story for us to tackle.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I have a pitch from one of my writers, Tom Fox at The Bull Rider. Mm. He's come to me, and now I, overbearing executive, am tasking you with fleshing this idea out. It's the journey of Clippit, or AKA Clippy, the Microsoft paperclip.
Yes.
So the Clippy movie. Clippit might be some UK or something.
Hey guys, maybe. It seems like you're trying to write a movie. Would you like some help?
How long did you have that planned?
I've been very excited about saying that.
Oh, my God.
Clippy.
Shattering the illusion that we just found out about this, but how witty my first thing to say was.
Yeah, whatever. We talked a little bit before.
All right, full. So first things first, I just want to make sure. This is not, you don't want an animated movie, right? You want like... What's that Jenna Elfman show that just came up that's got like the CG creature? Oh, like God. This is live action.
Like hybrid? Well, like Alvin and the Chipmunks hybrid?
Yeah, I was like thinking hybrid. Like Roger, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, live action hybrid.
Yeah, good. So it's not, I don't want no animated kids film. This would be the adult world. Office is a professional tool, correct? So let's say, wait, I'm assuming you don't want a kids film. This ain't animated.
No.
This is live action with Clippy the character.
I mean, but who's the audience for this film?
See, the audience is easy. It's anyone who's ever used Microsoft Office suite of
people
products.
Who are excited about Microsoft Office.
I mean, Clippy was retired in, I think, around like 2000, circa 2007.
Well, yeah, give us a little bit of the history. What do you know? What can you bring? What flavor can you add to the Clippy universe?
So all I can tell you in the one sentence pitch is that Clippy was introduced circa 2000 or circa 1997-ish, 1996. Mm. So, I mean, that's kind of... throwing it if we're trying to target our coveted millennial audience.
Oh, they're right in there, but I guess a little young.
It was called Microsoft Paperclip, and then it was Clip It, and then named Clippy. The feature drew strong negative response from many users. and they acknowledged it, and then the feature was altogether removed in Office 2007 as it continued to draw criticism from even Microsoft employees.
Alan Cooper, the father of Visual Basic, says the concept of Clip It was based on a, quote, tragic misunderstanding of research.
Wait, what? What are you guys on? Are you guys on Wikipedia? Ooh.
Okay, so I'm seeing like a flubber type thing, like a like a mistake. Clippy should be a mistake that came out of the ether.
Really good.
I do want to throw some other things out here, which is that there were other Microsoft Office assistants. There were other ones other than Clippy.
Okay, well, that I literally forgot. Don't remember them.
There was The Dot, a shape-shifting, smiley-faced red ball. Hoverbot, a robot.
Was it all at the same time? Or were they
these were like, so it was like, basically, it was like an assistant. And I think Clippy was the one that it came default as, and then you could change them
so it's
like
a GPS
like
if you want a different accent. Like, or male voice versus female
what's
voice.
The Amazon thing?
Oh, Echo?
Echo. You but what's the name?
What?
Alexa?
Alexa. Oh, yeah. So like it's like the Alexa, but you can change its names, I guess, if for some reason you like if you were named Alexa or
so
something.
So apart from Clip It, other office assistants, you had The Dot, you had Hoverbot, you had The Genius, who was a caricature of Albert Einstein, removed in Office XP, but available as a downloadable icon. You had the Office logo, a jigsaw puzzle, you had Mother Nature, who was a globe. Scribble, an origami-esque cat.
There's a lot of people here.
Power Pup, a superhero dog, and Will, a caricature of none other than William Shakespeare. So I don't know if any of that's useful to us.
Well, so part of me wants, so at the very least, a ragtag group of like office assistants that need to save the world from like computer hackers is something that's like fundamentally really funny to me.
But is this a story of Clippy and his friends?
I feel like Clippy's a lone wolf. Yeah.
Clippy's a lone wolf. I feel like he's a tragic figure.
I was wondering if this is going to be like a Pinocchio-type journey, like Clippy wants to become a real paperclip. You know, except he doesn't realize that a real paperclip is an inanimate object that just lies there.
So like a Frankenstein story? Because you have the Geppetto. Like, who created Clippy?
That would be Kevin J. Atterbury.
I feel like it's like the scientist from Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Like Clippy's locked away in a mansion.
I had this thought because I'm like, okay, it's like, I'm also like, what is your in here? Like, how do you do a movie about Clippy?
Yeah.
Is, do you do that there is like an old derelict computer, like from 1997 that's been on constantly and somehow its version of Clippy has gained sentience or something like that? Like, well,
so there's something fun about like making it rot into the real world, like a power surge hits it and like it's
like a short circuit type thing.
Oh, so he started as an actual paperclip and then he came to life. Is that what you're getting at? That he
or the Microsoft Clippy?
I was saying you start with like you start with like a copy of Clippy on a computer.
Okay.
Like he got left on, you know, in this in this office after everybody left, and just he's just been alone by himself for so long, and then like again there's a power surge and now he's self-aware, and then like, you know, your main character, like your wacky 12-year-old kid, inherits this shitty computer from his dad or his grandpa and he's like, he's got a talking assistant that's helping him do his homework and helping him like with his teen problems.
Are we
I don't know
context, because I always try to feel like if we're making the movie for Clippy, are we in the context that we're in the real world and everybody hates Clippy and it's this joke now and this is 2017? Or like, no, the one thing I love about Triple X, especially the latest one, is like it acted like it was the biggest franchise in the world. Like, no, it's like true. Nobody forgot. Like, it's like it doesn't care that it was been 10 years since the latest Triple X. Like, is this, I'll put it this way, is Clippy's character this sad forgotten mascot, or are we doing Clippy, a helpful paperclip who wants to help people? Like that's what I'm getting at. It's like, are we doing the meta, like this is poor Clippy who's this like loser mascot from a long time ago and that's the story we're gonna tell?
I guess that's maybe the easier angle.
Or are like, we just gonna tell like, no, it's like Microsoft maybe. Microsoft came to us and was like, Elise, we're bringing Clippy back, don't tell anybody, this is NDA, we're bringing Clippy back and we want a movie to launch with Office 2020, which is when Clippy's gonna return, and we want Clippy to be cool.
Yeah, he's gonna be Chrome.
Because I feel like that's hard. I'd be like,
totally.
We want him to have a backwards cap. Will seemed like he was onto something with like a ghostwriter kind of Clippy's, Clippy's helping kids solve mysteries.
Ghostwriter Clippy.
Because there's something fun about, because he's meant to be helpful. And I guess like, to me, the details of like whether or not he's a forgotten relic of the past or not is a little bit less material. Mascot look.
I was thinking like, like Iron Giant. Okay, it's like a wannabe writer in like elementary school or like middle school. It should be like middle school, and like it would start with like he's trying to write like the love letter to his crush, and he can't get through it.
Yeah,
he can't get through this.
It's like Cyrano.
It's like Cyrano de Bergerac. And Clippy shows up. He freaks out at first. He closes his laptop and he does all this stuff. I don't know how Clippy is formed yet, but I kind of like this idea. Like you said, ghostwriter. But maybe you make it like a buddy story again, like this imaginary friend type character that is like helping this kid through middle school.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think about where, like, because like, the question is like, does Clippy, I'm trying to think about even movies,
because
it needs to be real at some point, right? Like, it needs to enter the real world somehow. Yeah.
If it's live action hybrid, I was trying to think of who would be the human counter, or you know, buddy to Clippy, and I was like, well, would it be an adult? Like, well, would Bill Gates be like the Eddie Valen to like to Roger Rabbit, you know?
Oh, like the president created
like,
it.
Because Bill Gates obviously being most recognizable. Yeah. But
that's a good point. Is he a paperclip, or are we doing him inside the computer?
Well, because in the computer, I think you have to tell an in the computer story, right?
I feel like it's all right. I feel like at some point,
it's Bill Hader's voice, by the way.
Bill Hader, like
as
in
Clippy. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Because I can imagine like the kid having like I don't know, like he got the letter from like school or whatever, or like if you're into an adult, it's like he got fired and it's like his, you know, it's at his lowest point in his life, and he's got the like firing notice, and for some reason it's held together by a paperclip. He's sitting there just like, I freaking hate my life. I'm gonna shoot myself. My wife's leaving me, and then all of a sudden, like the little paperclip like rises. They're like, hey there, buddy, you need some help. And it's like his best bud. And you think he's insane. I don't know.
That's definitely one direction to go. Because I'll put it this way.
What do you think, Elise, as producer? Is it the real paperclip? Is it a paperclip character? Is this the character of Clippy? Or are we doing Clippy in Microsoft Office as a computer?
And just as one thing to point out, it's like, you know, you can do the in the thing, but it's a story that has to be inside. Like in the same way Wreck-It Ralph has to be an inside a video game, you know, universe, video game context thing. I think the moment you keep it inside, which is not to say that you can't tell an interesting story about like Clippy discovers the internet for the first time and like goes around like the imagined world of the internet.
Well, it could be like, you could do it inside the computer and not necessarily be Wreck-It Ralph. It could be like a modern day Indian in the cupboard with Clippy, but instead of the cupboard, it's a computer and Clippy's his buddy.
That would be the other side of it. Yeah. But wait, in Indian the cover, do they ever get large? I feel like there's a moment where I don't know.
It's pretty much like clearly the kid has an imaginary
I'll
friend.
Throw one other thing in there and then I
okay
is like, I feel like his origin is, I feel like if it's just he's a paperclip and he comes to life. Now I'm just watching a movie about a sentient paperclip. I'm not watching a movie about Clippy. Like, I feel like Clippy is the AI, but then I would do through some contrivance. The kid hits print right as the lightning bolt hits the house, and then like he is printed out of the printer, and he comes to like he would do like a wacky accident, brings him into our world.
So I think as producer, I'm thinking only from the perspective of the bottom line here. So I'm like, how are we going to merchandise Clippy? What is the toy line going to be like?
Yeah, good point.
And so I'm thinking a younger demographic. So it's got to be a child companion. It's got to be a young boy, who doesn't have many friends. When he's about to be held back a grade, if he doesn't pull up his coattails and his grades don't get better, his only friend is Clippy.
Getting ready to be held back a grade is pretty good.
Clippy is his only friend, the paperclip that lives inside his Microsoft Word. And man, if he had a friend like Clippy that could help him in real life to make friends, to be better in gym class.
Interesting.
To get the girl he's interested in.
I mean, this is somebody who clearly, I mean, if he's getting help from a paperclip, like he doesn't have good parents.
No.
Doesn't have a friend. Nobody else is helping him. Like I'm looking at like what Clippy does, and he's like, hey, what do you like help with? Like writing a letter. Or don't show this tip again. Like, he does nothing. So like he's helping a pretty basic level help. Like he's not like the most insightful guy. He's there just to help you with like the simple stuff. So like this kid is clearly a loser.
Well, that's what I was thinking. You do like again, not to crib from our past ideas, but again, you know, like, we're artists, we're auteurs, we have motifs through our work. But similar to, you know, the old box of Kellogg's cereal in the Kellogg's Shared Universe, it does feel to me like you would do, like there's a shitty computer that this kid is forced to use that is from back in the day and Clippy's on it, but it's like this, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it's
like he's, I feel like that's the nostalgia driven like 2017 Stranger Days. It's like an 80s remake as opposed to like, no, we're bringing Clippy into the new generation.
But that's what you do. It's like Clippy, right?
Emoji or something if he was in a new generation.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? I mean, I just want this kid to wish upon a star and wish that Clippy would come to life.
Oh my God, that's good. Or it could just be JCVD. It's essentially JCVD and it starts with Clippy realizing he wasn't invited to the Emoji movie.
Yeah.
It's just this dying star.
Well, Clippy in a weird way would be like one of like a
Wait. So to clarify what you said, is that what you're saying is that, okay, I'm liking this. What you're saying is that this kid wishes, okay, this kid is so
pathetic.
When he's writing something,
So Clippy's already his friend at the beginning of
Okay.
So let's just make this set in 1997. Let's just do it like 90s gonna become the new 80s.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
He's a good point.
Okay, so we just set it in the 90s. This kid is such a loser. That one point is he's sitting there trying to write. We'll figure out exactly what it is. I'm just gonna say it's a love letter for now. He's like, damn it, nobody can help me. Man, Clippy, sometimes I just wish you were real. And like a shooting star passes overhead and Clippy pops out and he's alive.
And that way we don't have to worry. We can have a bunch of misunderstandings that happen that could be resolved by present day technology, but since it's in the 90s, we don't have to worry about that.
Why did he call him on the cell phone?
So it's a
period piece.
It's a period piece in 1997.
Well, I'll tell you one thing real quick, just a small detail.
Well, okay, all right. To put a hypothetical capstone on this, what we're going to do is say that this is a time travel episode. Or rather...
Okay.
Hey guys, we forgot to explain this when we started the episode, but this is present day Will. This is actually one from the Story Break archives. This episode dates way back to 1997, right when we were starting the podcast. And Microsoft wanted us to adapt Clippy, the hot new property. Yeah,
Bill Gates got Freddy on the horn.
Said. He was saying that they were going to do Windows ME and it was going to be the biggest Windows yet, and everyone was going to get it.
I got to tell you, I haven't tried this Clippy, but I'm pretty excited about this idea of a paperclip helping me out in my word processing skills.
Can I just add, even though Clippy wasn't introduced until 1997, can we set the story in 1995 so the IMDb page has trivia that says, like, even though it takes place in 1995, Clippy wasn't introduced until
1995.
The main character and his brothers are seen watching Jurassic Park, which actually came out in 1993, which is obviously incorrect.
Yeah.
It's like this 80s thing where there's like 80s movies, everything. Right. It's just everything from the 80s is in them. And it's like, yeah.
So the goal for, the 90s Microsoft wanted us to do a movie like Mac and Me but for Clippy basically. ET. It's like we want Clippy to be cool to the kids, so that's your charge.
Happy Meal toys, the whole rollout.
Okay, cool.
So who's
the end of this movie is Clippy goes away, right, like Mary Poppins or whatever, and then the kid writes a letter to Clippy.
Oh, that's good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, dear Clippy, like, I'm okay on my own now. I'm glad I had your help, you know, et cetera, et cetera,
And then one of the other assistants pops up at the end and says, like, something kooky. And that sets us up for the sequel. That's when Albert Einstein pops up and says, are you sure about that? Like,
okay.
God, that's good.
Okay.
So who's this kid?
Yeah, the kid.
Let's think about it. There's going to be a kid that's good. You said we need a kid who's going to... Somebody's going to wish. Some kid is so desperate and lonely that he's going to wish that this talking paperclip is real.
So of the episodes I listened to, I haven't noticed you guys casting real actors in roles yet. Have you done that at all?
We have one coming up here, the next one, which is Boss Baby, where we do a lot of Alec Baldwin impressions. Okay. But no, generally we don't...
Have you got a ringer?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of like... 90s kid actors, the JTTs,
this is the height of Home Improvement.
Is Macaulay Culkin like?
Holy shit!
I don't know.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin should be the bully.
And so here's the first thing that leaps to my mind. In 1997 or 1995 or whenever we're setting this, it wasn't like nowadays everybody has a computer or a phone or whatever, right?
Sure,
but like I remember, like it was like if a kid, you'd be like, "Damn, like that kid's got his own computer in his room." Like, damn, like you know, like it would be like,
"Is it like erstwhile dad who was a computer engineer who disappeared mysteriously?"
Or it's my thought would be like, "You do. He's got like he's like a rich kid, but he doesn't have any friends, and you know his parents. He's the kid with a computer in his room.
His parents don't spend any time with him, so
they bought him this brand new computer.
They say here, make some friends." On the internet that doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, it has 500 megabytes on it, you know.
He's just downloading porn, just so much porn.
Just 14.4 modem. Yeah. Yeah.
So I know this feels nitpicky because I just asked about the kid, but I'm just going down a weird path here, which is what is. So I'm looking at big events in 1995. I just want to ask the producer if it's okay to go to 1997. But if we do stick with 1995. That's when the Oklahoma City bombing happened. That's when O.J. Simpson was found innocent. And that's where there was a huge earthquake in Japan. I'm just trying to nail this down the same way Big Lebowski is such a perfect 90s movie. Yeah. I'm always saying if we do 1997, it could be the kid just got done watching Phantom Menace also, and he's very disappointed.
No, Phantom Menace is 99.
Oh, shit, you're right. Sorry.
Your 90s right. Special editions would have been coming
out. I would love if there was just a quick shot where the kids, he's taking down a photo or framed photo of O.J. Simpson. His heroes are all dead. Now all he has is Clippy.
The dark thing, you would do it before the trial, and then the juice is like got the poster up in the room, like my favorite football player, O.J. Simpson. If you're going to do it. Let's get to those granular details in a second. Yeah. I feel like we've got like.
Who's the kid?
And like, what is this about? Is kind of my question. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what's De Bergerac about, really?
Oh God!
Like at its core, it's about helping a lovelorn.
No, but that's because it's about De Bergerac.
De Bergerac's the main character,
and he needs the confidence. Like he's this charming guy, but he's got this like insecurity about his nose, and it stops him from really getting everything he can. And then he also meets this like the girl
goes for a hotter guy, so then he goes and subscribes to the red pill, and you know.
Actually, was the creator of the men's rights movement.
So it's what I'm reminded of is this, like, genre-wise, this reminds me of a couple of things. Sure. Obviously, Pinocchio, not necessarily for the Clippy, but for, like, that he's almost like a Jiminy Cricket type figure, it seems like. You have E.T. leaps to mind.
Yeah.
You have, weirdly, I always think of the Takashi Miike movie Visitor Q, where, like,
that's
this weird alien.
Pull,
yeah. That's super not what we want to do with this one. But, that genre, it's like a stranger comes to town, right?
Yeah.
Shane is maybe the classic example. Yeah. Like, this gunfighter wanders into town and he, you know, has the relationship with the boy, and like the boy looks up to him and like, you know, he helps him.
It's a kid who needs help. The beginning of the movie is clearly a cry for help, right?
Yeah.
He's asking for something and he's going to get the helpful paperclip.
Yeah.
So like that. So it's like, what does he need help with? Like, I feel like whether or not you do the cliche, if it's either has gone parents or like he lives with his grandparents because maybe his parents are overseas, or he's an orphan, or he's foster care, but he's like, I feel like he's somebody without
like
guidance or parental figures.
If you want to add an extra layer, make it especially meta, it's not from a producer level. It's not how I really want Microsoft to be represented, but maybe the father works for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, they've just moved to Silicon Valley.
Redmond, the kid's struggling.
And so the kid's, he's new in school.
Redmond, Washington.
Oh, is that, okay. I didn't know the location.
As a Seattleite, I got to defend my Microsoft
Pride. Sorry about that. Mm. I guess Xbox is
there. So is the dad going to learn to spend more time with this kid?
Well, he's working so much because, you know, Bill's breathing down his neck. Yeah. And so they've just moved to Redmond. So
trying to ship Windows ME.
That's great because his dad doesn't talk to him. He's a single dad. He's working this really tough job at IBM or at Microsoft.
No, you gotta,
The dad brings, like, you know, the dad, like, he buys him dinner and stuff like that. But like one day he's like, hey, I know I haven't been spending a lot of time with you, but like,
here's
a computer. Tell me what you think about Clippy. But he's also just using, he's like, screw my day. He's just using me for market research.
Or he's
He's
like, oh, buddy, I'm sorry, I won't be home tonight. I'm working late. But Clippy, you know, Clippy's there.
Okay. Here's what I like, because I think I have a solve for you with a Microsoft thing, which was you do the dad as this workaholic dad, but the dad's your B plot, and you do like he's this single dad, and you would do like he either strikes a romance with someone at Microsoft, or you do like his helpful mentor. Microsoft is like the HR person at Microsoft. He's like, hey man, at Microsoft we believe in spending time with your family and stuff like that. So you could do that. It's like the dad's got his own internal struggle going on, but like Microsoft can still be preserved and presented as like Clippy's all about we care about people, right? Or something.
Or can it be like the dad's just an asshole and we go with like it's like Elf or like Mary Poppins. Like it's like is the story as much about, because both those stories are essentially the kids grow, but it's also the parents under like is Clippy Mary Poppins?
Clippy helps the dad too.
Like Hook.
That's interesting because I think there's something to be said for like the ultimate thing that Clippy does is like brings the sort of broken family together a little bit, right?
Probably to his own demise eventually, maybe.
Well, that's a tragedy, of it, right?
It's he's good because this is what you set this again before Clippy's been released. So it's like maybe it is the, I don't know. I'm going down the weeds, but it's like maybe it's like the beta version of Clippy, like, is at their house. And then like at the end, it's like, I've got to go. It's time. I have to help everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, we'll miss you, Clippy. He's like, goodbye. Like, and it's like, yeah, he's off to, you know, do meet this the public who's going to love him. Of course.
He jumps back into the computer. So yeah, see you later.
It's essentially the ending of Her. So it's going to be, Clippy stops his relationship and he's going to be in a relationship with everybody, all the people he's ever met.
He's made a cuck of this boy. Yeah. Clippy's with every child's computer.
I like this kid in a new town, like with no friends, single dad who's working really hard, got a good job. He's trying to connect with this kid, but he doesn't know how to. He thinks he'll, you know, sue things over by giving him the hot new computer with cool video games on it. And check it out, the WordPresser even has this Clippy character. It'll be a big help.
Here's another thing you do. The kid, because you got to do, like, the kid sucks at his homework, right?
Yeah.
And the kid's
not.
So you do, the kid's like an artist, right? Yeah. Like, he, you know, draws cartoons even, you know, if you want to do a connection with Clippy. But the dad is a software engineer. He's all ones and zeros. Like, he's all methodical. Like, so he just doesn't understand his child. And, you know, and the mom is out of the picture now. So now it's just the two of them. And they never clicked. Like, they never got along. And they've moved here for this new job. So that he feels alienated from the kid. And again, it gives you that, because again, the kid, because it's 1997, he's like, computers are dumb. Do you know what I mean? And he's like, I've got, like, you know, like, because not Windows computers are for everybody. They're not just for software. And I feel like I'm eerily into just shilling this way. But it's like he's got MS Paint on it. Yeah, and it's got, do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like he's trying to, like, use his computer to help connect with his kid.
Yeah, you can low key just, like, highlight every piece of Windows software on this.
Here's the thing. Does he wish upon a star? Or is it more, because, like, even E.T.'s, like, scary at first. Like, bear with me. Like, is he also just, like, a shit? Like, also, some of these kids are just like, this is a shitty kid. He's miserable. He's acting out. He's lashing out. He's in his teenage years. He's moving around.
He gets
from town
caught
to town.
Doing graffiti. I
want his dad's like, check it out. And there's also a clip. He's like, this sucks, Dad. And he's like, you guys are going to launch this? This thing's stupid, you know? And then what he does is, like, playing Doom. And then Clippy shows up. He's like, hey, you know, you can actually reload. He's like, what the hell is this Clippy thing doing here? And you guys think where Clippy starts, like, spookily showing up. And it's like, he wants to, he's listening to rad music. And, like, Clippy's showing up on his Winamp. Be like, you know, you can actually, like, what the hell? This isn't supposed to be here.
You get dope anime skins for your win.
Yeah, he's closing Microsoft Word. You know, and he types back like stupid loser when he frags somebody. And Clippy's like, you know, you shouldn't be so mean to people. He's like, what? Clippy tells you when you're supposed to be mean or nice. And he did not like Clippy at first. Might be another angle on it. I just like the idea of Clippy showing up in Doom. Like, advising you how to do headshots.
Clippy loves to kill.
Loves to go, what the hell? And it's closing the computer, and then Clippy shows up behind him, like, on another screen.
Yeah, or there should be a part where, like, he turns the computer off.
And Clippy's still there.
And then it comes back on, and Clippy's back.
It's like a horror movie.
You know, you'll save more energy if you actually plug the computer.
I told you, Clippy is Zodiac. That's revealed later.
It's like he was killed with a single pinprick somewhere in his head.
God. Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know. I just got those out there before I forget. I don't know exactly what it is. Obviously, Clippy helps, but the other thing paperclips do is hold things together. So at
thank
some point,
you. Damn.
So,
oh, wow.
For the family, at some point, that needs to be what Clippy does.
Holding it together, Christmas 1997.
Oh, it should be his parents are going through a divorce.
Oh.
Clippy fixes a divorce.
What? That seems irresponsible.
Clippy stops the Oklahoma bombing.
Clippy and the kids scheme to get his parents back together.
Oh,
I was like, it sounds like a parent trap. But with Clippy.
Oh, because you can do it. All right. Hold on. As you do, the kid is writing fake letters from his mom to his dad. Because he should.
Okay.
Oh my god. Because you do. It's the joint custody, right? So he's at one house and then the other house and the other house, and he has this new laptop or something like that, like this bulky 90s laptop. But basically, that's his scheme, and Clippy's going to help him do it is like writing the letters from the mom to the dad and back and forth or something like that.
Would you like help with this divorce scheme? That's what Clippy pops up and he says that.
The real ending would be that the divorce stays and he learns to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
that Clippy are supposed to hold things together.
Yeah.
And he breaks the computer. It's like the low point.
And then Clippy's melted down for scrap. Falls apart.
The parent trap, it works, right?
It does.
Yeah, of course.
It's a pretty ingenious scheme, Freddie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Every time I watch that movie, I make this joke about, like, hey, whatever happened to Lindsay Lohan's twin sister? I haven't seen her in anything.
Nice.
Good nice. Joke.
In that vein, by the way, this was the era, just to be clear, this was the era of movies where, like, you know, you had like Eddie Murphy playing like 12 characters, right? Like this was that era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's that do, Clippy?
I'm just saying, like maybe
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Just saying, Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Well, Clippy should have a number of disguises that he employs for like any different situation he needs to be in. Maybe that's the other assistants.
Are all actually Clippy. Oh, he could definitely be, that's how you call out to the hardcore fans who love Clippy. At one point he gets so annoyed with Clippy, he changes it to
Albert Einstein
or somebody else. And Albert Einstein's hot tip is, you should switch this back to Clippy.
I do like the kid writing letters and then Clippy, because the letters wouldn't have been believable because of all the spelling mistakes. Because
the kid's bad at grammar. So, and
Clippy
shitty,
has to help with that.
How young is this kid? Because it changes the amount of desperation and tragedy based on the age of the child.
But like 10?
I feel like you got 11 to 12, maybe. Like, you know, old enough to understand what's going on and be angry about it.
Yeah, but not so much that.
And, but naive enough to think that he can fix a problem. Okay. And then, you know what I mean?
Is his biggest problem just the divorce, or are we doing where, like, he doesn't have friends, et cetera, he's doing bad in school,
The divorce can't be the biggest problem, because ultimately, especially if you're going to do the realistic ending, which I don't know if Microsoft wants this. If you do the realistic ending, that he accepts the divorce, then he needs to solve his bigger problem with it.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to accept, like, his parents. Yeah, it's like a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old. It's like, hey, your marriage was miserable, but Pipper Clippy here is going to help you out.
Because, how would Clippy help him make friends or hit a home run at the big baseball game?
But if you need some of that stuff in there, though, I feel like.
I think Clippy's got to be either like he brings like okay I don't know what
it is like again I'm like it's like everything's got to somehow get back to letter writing.
Or he brings him with him like on his Nomad jukebox or something.
He downloads Clippy into his Zune
Nomad jukebox. Get right.
Was that 1997? Did they have it?
My point is, that's why I was saying Clippy can be a paperclip. Look, I'm just saying he could be a paperclip because. Like, even if he saw Clippy and he wanted him to be real, he could then appear as a paperclip.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, because, if you want him to go places, it's like when they did the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, they didn't make it about a theme park ride. So, Clippy is a paperclip. He just happens to be on a computer. But, the character of Clippy is a living paperclip. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like in Microsoft.
I'm just imagining, he's got, he's like a nerdy kid with, a pocket protector. Of course, he's got, Clippy paperclip in his pocket. Talking to his pocket.
I feel like it's got to be...
He's on the computer.
Yeah, I feel like it's because it's like the...
No, look, we came up with the Microsoft thing. Let's go down that path.
Yeah.
We only got 1 hour. We can't go down the whole path.
So you have this kid and he's got problems and then he meets Clippy, right?
Yeah.
And then I feel like you have again, if we're gonna do five acts, let's say your first act is we introduce the kid, we introduce his life, here comes Clippy, right? And then maybe end of act one is he realizes he can't turn Clippy off but then you do act two is him and Clippy not getting along. But then there would have to be this moment of wait a second, Clippy, you and I want, it's kind of like Boss Baby a little bit.
You and I want the same thing.
Clippy, Clippy's like, I want to help you. And I'm going to help you do this thing. Right. Cause Clippy learns that there's deeper ways of helping people than just doing whatever you want them to.
Clippy's crushing so much puss. This kid's I can't believe that Clippy, he's just, I need Clippy in my court.
Oh, by the way, his dad should be he's like, where are you going today? He's like, oh, sorry, I gotta go back to work, kiddo, I'm working late. He's like, oh man, but I really need you to help me. I just wrote this paper, I need some work. He's like, oh, great thing. It's literally great thing, we programmed a thing that I don't even have to be home. Check out the new now you got Clippy. He's like, oh, thanks. He's like, all right, son. He walks out. He's like,
or the dad leaves him a TV dinner for dinner that night, and the kid's like, man, I want pizza. And then Clippy's like, hang on a second, and he hacks into Domino's.
That's good.
And then all of a sudden a driver pulls up, and
you definitely need that
sticking
montage.
With, if, sticking with if he's
going to
be...
Oh, that's definitely montage moment.
Yeah, if he's going to be a dick, it's just like, because like, I don't know, he's really like the Doom thing. If he were doing that, he would dislike Clippy the whole time, and then he'd be like, and he keeps trying to close Clippy, he's playing Doom, Doom's telling headshots, he's annoyed at this new computer his dad got him, and then he's like, all right, let's see what dad got me for dinner, and then he adds that, he's like, man, I wish I had a pizza, and then Clippy shows up with a phone number, he's like, all right, Clippy, not bad, not bad, like it's the first like of Clippy.
Well, you, and you do the
Clippy's
whole,
like, wearing him down.
It's the blank check montage, right? Where it's like, it's like, what else can this computer thing get me? And it's like, all of a sudden, all these things are getting sent, pets.com. Like,
at what point does Clippy break the facade and say, yo, what's up, kid? My name's Clippy. And starts talking to him. Like, as of right now, we're talking about, like, literally his little dialogue box comes up with the check marks. At what point does he, or does he talk to him
early? Pretty early. Okay. I'm just trying to, again, in terms of a rough structure, like, because it seems like it's a buddy movie, right?
Yeah,
you know, in E.T., what he, I'm embarrassing to admit, I don't think I've seen E.T. since I was like two, so I think I barely remember it. So first, let's entertain Will as he tries to summarize the plot of E.T. So E.T., he's a kid, and then he meets E.T., and then he's got to help E.T. phone home, right? Like, he's got to try to help E.T. get back to his... And then wacky hijinks ensue because he involves his friends, and his parents don't know about it. And then at some point, the government finds out, right? Like, that's probably, like, again, like, he... I think it's... All right, if I'm going to take a stab at it, it's midway through the... Like, he... Your midpoint would be, like, they phone home. Like, the aliens are going to come for fucking E.T. or something like that. But then also the government finds out about it. Now he's got to help E.T. escape the government and then let go of him.
So, like,
end,
IBM
like
finds out that Microsoft has a sentient... paperclip.
Yes. And yeah, does Clippy have an arc, or is Clippy
I don't know, but I don't know. So I guess what I was getting at is I'm just trying to think of, like, structurally, like, okay, so he meets they meet, you have some sort of quest that the two of them are going to need each other's help on, or that so that either the kid's going to help Clippy do something, or Clippy's going to help the kid do something. And again, like, for our purposes, like, your end of act two would be like, all right, we're going to scheme to get my parents back
together.
Maybe right?
Clippy was in development at Microsoft headquarters, but some evil person within corporate was scheming to eliminate him, so he traveled by modem and is hiding in this kid's computer.
Oh, that's good.
And
I like that.
And so they're trying to find Clippy.
You like the government sort of aspect.
And then maybe at some point, maybe end of act two, beginning of act three, they do catch Clippy, and so that's the first time the kid now has to do things on his own. He doesn't have Clippy.
I like him not having Clippy's help.
Wait, so Clippy is...
Like, they either have to have a falling out, or Clippy has to... He has to lose him in some way.
I like him losing Clippy. I like that little bit of intrigue. Something that was going to leap in my mind is I was going to say, the other thing you could do, if you don't want to do the divorce thing, is you could do your classic, almost like a Sleepless in Seattle, where it's like the dad... is, you know, working at Microsoft and he doesn't have time for a love life. The kid wants a new mom. Like, the kid's like, my dad sucks. I want a new mom, like, to fucking help because mom ruled and she's gone now, right? And so then Clippy's helping him, like, you've got mail. Like, there's a cute girl that works at Microsoft. And, like, you know, like, they're starting this sort of, like, correspondence or whatever in this zany scheme to get the dad together with her. But ultimately, the kid has to learn to love his father and he has to learn to, like, you know, like, that they are a family. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that. And then, but I also like this thing with Clippy getting hunted by...
Well, these are my only two. So one, I'll just say this because this is going down a different path, but just to throw it out there, which is if you did, the dad is having problems at work. I was just like, is there a world where this ends with the creation of Clippy? Like, his dad is looking for that hot new thing at Microsoft and he can't figure it out. And then he gets this, like, imaginary paperclip. But the only thing that, the thing that's throwing me off about, like, a buddy dynamic is I'm just trying to figure out, what is Clippy like? Jiminy Cricket doesn't have an arc. Jiminy Cricket is just the companion and the consciousness and the mind and kind of the thing to bounce off to this kid. I was trying to think of what's also that movie. There's a movie about all, like, this boy who has, like, a bunch of cool angels that are following him around.
Angels,
like,
in the Outfield?
No, it's not Angels in the Outfield. I'll have to look this up. There's, like, one about this kid who's,
I was
like,
99%
sure. Yeah,
angels in the Outfield.
But Angels in the Outfield is a good one, too. It's like, the story is just about the kid.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably, like, a little bit of thing with him, but, like, I'm trying to figure, like, what is Clip, like, just...
I think there's a... Well, the Indian in the cupboard doesn't... details on, into the weeds on Angels in the Outfield, but...
Yeah, but I'm like, Indian in the cupboard, the Indian doesn't have... a story. Like, I'm just trying, because
it's not
a buddy.
Necessarily an arc for Clippy. I'm not saying Clippy has an arc, but you would have, like, again, E.T. doesn't have an arc. E.T. is just E.T. It's not like the E.T. learns, like, no, you know, I really need this for self-fulfillment. Like, it's not like he wants to go home, but deep down he realizes he is home. No, he needs to get fucking home.
I'm trying to get these different, like, elements together, because if it's like, he is actually just, if he's Clippy, like, it's the thing. It's like, if you want to be Clippy and he imagines Clippy's real, I'm trying to imagine how there's any world where Clippy, as in Microsoft Office, is then having some, like, intrigue. If he's like a real life paperclip that showed up, or if he's something breaking out of Microsoft's office.
One of you mentioned earlier that maybe the kid is an artist and he does a little rendering of Clippy's just like sketching, and he's drawn this cute little paperclip buddy and anthropomorphic. And then his dad is, like you said, is looking for that hot new idea at Microsoft, and he sees his dad working late hours. His dad's not spending time with him because he's agonizing over what he can do to keep his job. And the kid's like, he's like, I wish that there's something I could do to like help my dad. And that's when Clippy becomes real. And then the kid's trying to explain to his dad, like, I have this pay, like, please, dad, if you, and the kid, dad's like, I don't have time. Like, please, Jason, like, please, I need to get to work. I'm sorry, I don't have time. And he keeps trying to show him. But if only the father had listened to his son, you know, the parent
was
never.
Yeah, I was imagining just at the end, it's like where the father and the mother are together and they're hugging and they're like, wow, son, like, I can't believe you flew to France with your mom and came just in time and we're all together. How did this happen? He's like, well, I told you, dad, like, Clippy made me. He's like, who's Clippy? And then you have like that montage where the kids clearly explain to his parents about this paperclip that helped him. He's telling the story and he lost Clippy, and Stan's like, Eureka! And sure enough, you have Microsoft.
Oh, I see. Oh, so okay. That Clippy's like a magical friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he becomes the
inspiration for the Clippy.
Yeah. He's like, this guy, Clippy, he helped me. He did everything. He helped me. He was right when I needed him. He was there. He told me what to do. And my dad's like, my God, that's what Microsoft needs. It's like, and it ends up like his dad's coming home at 5 p.m. now because he's got his promotion. And, you know, he's now a happy nuclear family in 1997. And the whole world gets Clippy.
There needs to be a photo that was of the whole family with Clippy, and once Clippy's fulfilled his purpose, he fades
away.
Well, it's like the cat at the end of Kiki's Delivery Service. Clippy doesn't speak to him at the end. It's just been a paperclip this whole time.
Holy shit!
Okay. Oh my God, who knew Clippy had so many arcs?
No, there's so many. I would not have thought there was like, oh, there's so many ways to do this. I can't just pick one.
I couldn't think of shit when I was driving over here.
Well, it's just the question of which angle you're taking on Clippy. Like, the origin of Clippy, you know, it's not bad. It gives you the origin story of Microsoft's like, hey, we want to break down like how great Clippy is. This is like the propaganda story of this wonderful new feature we have.
I do like the corporate villain that's like trying to quash like Clippy so that the father is his rival at the company.
Or it's like a spy from another company, like a deep mole from IBM at Microsoft or from Apple.
Yeah. So is it that his dad, so if it's a corporate spy or like the bad, like there's the corporate bad guy who's making his dad's life miserable. And could you do that? His dad's prototyped Clippy and he wants it. Like he can't, like it's his boss. His prototype's like, that's a lame idea. Like nobody's going to like Clippy. And like, he's making him work overtime to come up with something else or whatever it is. But he's ultimately like, whatever the son does ultimately can get Clippy like the head of Microsoft, like, you know, he comes into like the board meeting and the head of Microsoft sees his invention that he wasn't allowing to come through. He's like, my God, what is this? It's like, oh shit, this is some stupid idea named Clippy that, you know, jerkface here over made, you know, and this is his son.
I'm going to hit pause for just a second because I feel like this thing's twisting in the wind a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get deep for a second. Like, got to get back to like, what is this about, right? Yeah. Like, what is Clippy about? Like, what is like on a primal level? Like, what kind of story are we telling? What kind of themes do we want to engage with here? I keep coming back to the letter and like just trying to draw as much inspiration as we can just from like what Clippy specifically is. Clippy's there to help you, right? Like, it seems altruistic. Like you're trying to help you. There's altruism. Which brings to mind again, like we were talking about this moment that the kid doesn't need Clippy anymore.
Yeah. Clippy helps you grow.
Well, sometimes like, you need help.
At the moment, he feels like a parental surrogate, whether it's fostering a father-son relationship or getting the parents back together.
Yeah. He's helping you express yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? On another level. Like that you are trying to, like, writing a letter, like writing a paper, like you're trying to put your thoughts to the page, right? And you can't, it's almost, I'm like, is it like, the part of me is like, is it Finding Forrester, but with Clippy?
Like, I don't know, I feel like Clippy's not help, like, because he's like, here's how you save your thing. Like, I don't know if it's like, I don't know. Maybe I just feel like you're making an artist story. I don't know if Clippy's like,
I don't think
artist.
It needs to be an artist story. I just feel like I'm kind of like, right now, I don't like, but with a lot of these, I'm like, I don't understand why Clippy. Do you know what I mean? Like, why not just like a wacky alien or something like that? Like, I'm trying to,
oh,
I, yeah, you're like,
I get
okay,
it.
Why can this story be told only with
Clippy?
Let me
just try to take this. Let me see if this.
That's actually just to pause for a second. Yeah. That's actually I think what bumps me about making it that he's this magical thing that comes to life, and then like he, you know, like the kid doodled a paperclip and blah 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 blah. Is that then I'm like, why was it a paperclip? Why wasn't it a little goofy monster? Like why was it? Mom, whatever?
Why is this kid so sad?
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean it's what it just feels like that origin story could apply to anything. But my point is like that could be anything. It doesn't have to be a paperclip. Whereas like if you're taking the Clippy program, like it's Clippy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's that's a Clippy program.
Okay.
So bear with me. If at the end of every Clippy, if it's that the kid doesn't need Clippy anymore, it'd be like, don't you get it? Every time I've talked to you, what does he have at the bottom of his thing? It's like, don't show me this tip again. At some point, I expect you to click that and not need my help anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like Clippy's there. I think it's like everybody needs help at some point.
I don't know if this is still not getting enough to the source of it, but there could be a throwaway thing where the kid's like, Dad, why can't I have video games? And he's like, those will rot your brain. Like you have a whole world on your computer. Just look. And then the kid's like looking through programs. And then he's like, yeah, a whole world. Like there's this dumb paperclip. Like it won't shut up. I don't know.
Is there, okay, let me throw something else out there. Steven Spielberg, I can't remember I heard this. Steven Spielberg got the Orson Kurtzman, the guys who did Transformers. Mm-hmm. They were like the hottest. They were the hottest screenwriters in Hollywood at the time that movie was going on.
That's right. Yeah.
And they were like, fuck, Steven Spielberg's going to ask us to do Transformers and we don't want to do Transformers. We want to do something cooler than that, blah, 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 blah. And they had this whole thing where they talked with their agent about how they were going to politely decline this without Spielberg offending him. Spielberg comes to them on set and he's like, guys, like, I know you don't want to do this, but hear me out. It's the story of a boy getting his first car. Like, and it was like that, like on a conceptual level that they got. Is this a kid and this is so stupid. Like the relationship. Like I remember when I got my first computer. Like I remember what a big deal that was. Like it was this like holy. And even I think you even see that today, where kids today like they're more excited about getting a cell phone than they are about driving. Like you know, like a lot of kids like it is freedom. It is, you know, it is this kind of.
And so like that's the new surrogate for it.
Yeah, and so I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of like this, and again, literally, Transformers starts with him getting his car, and then the car turns into Bumblebee. Like that, he gets his first computer, and then Clippy is part of the package. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know what the Decepticons come.
They're evil.
They're on the lawn looking through his window. Or it's a kid with a passion for writing. Mm-hmm. So his parents get him first word processing computer. And like you guys were saying, you know, he's writing letters to try to get the parents back together. And then at one point, you know, or he's tried to write this letter that looks like his dad wrote his mom a letter. His mom comes up to him and says, nice try, hands him the letter. Because she's it's obviously a deception. But then when Clippy joins the scene, Clippy can write the letters in the father's voice. I don't know.
If you're trying to get to the answer of why Clippy over any other helpful thing, I think this must then, like as weird as it is, circle around some manner of epistolary, like letter based sort of thing, right? Like, don't you think, or email based, or some kind of communication based thing? Because then that answers your question quite neatly of why Clippy, certainly, right?
I'll throw another. Okay. It's just because you want it to be fun, like you don't just want it to be someone on a word processor for 3 hours. You could do shop around the corner, and rather than it being the dad, it's like he has an online romance or something like that. Like, and then it is a Cyrano de Bergerac thing.
If we're just gonna take a path, like I feel like we've decided that it's Clippy on the computer.
Yes.
I think we should stick with, I think we can discover, we can go down the path of his dad gave him this computer and Clippy's on it. I think it's worth discussing whether or not it is a creation of his dad's, whether or not Clippy was already on there and Clippy of Microsoft Word is coming to life. Because also, by the way, like, why is it a paperclip? It applies to Clippy. Like, why is Clippy a fucking paperclip? I mean, like, why did Microsoft make a paperclip talk to
you? Maybe we even have to take a step back and think, in 1995, would anyone have asked why Clippy?
Yeah.
Or would people have just said Clippy? You know?
I mean, they hate a Clippy.
Now we are in a time where we're self-aware enough that we would say, why Clippy? But in the 90s, would we even ask, why Clippy?
I want to jump back a little bit, because I still really like this idea of that he's like a Wintermute-esque AI that escaped Microsoft because he was going to get destroyed, right? But like, let's imagine that, like, if you're going to put Bill Gates in this movie, like, fuck Kevin J. Atterbury. Bill Gates is the Geppetto that breathed life into Clippy, right? And he's like, you shall be my son, and I shall call you Clippy or whatever. And then, like, the scheming evil Steve Jobs. You make it Steve Jobs is the villain. Yeah. Like Steve Jobs with a cartoon mustache has snuck into Microsoft to steal their latest and greatest idea. And he's like, yes, this Clippy. And then Clippy escapes, right? He flees Microsoft and down and zips into this computer, right? Yeah, and then the dad brings the computer home because he's working so much. He needs the computer. Because then you get also that part of like, don't go on dad's computer. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So like he's on the, that's how he gets home to where the kid is. And then the kid sneaks onto the computer to fuck around with it or something like that. And then through your whatever Clippy, you know.
Okay, I can get on board with this. Let me, so I can figure out the.
Hold on. What were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say when he goes on the computer to find Clippy, he brings up the divorce papers.
Oh, damn.
Because
they've been separated, but he didn't know that the divorce papers were.
That's good.
Oh, no.
That's good. That's drama. That's real drama.
So and to figure out, okay, so I was going to say Bill Gates. So Bill Gates, Microsoft is, it's 1995, Microsoft needs this new thing. Mm-hmm. And in a night of incredible like eureka moments, he programmed Clippy, this sentient creature on the computer that's going to help everybody, and he can't believe it. He's so excited, and he runs to tell his second in command, who's the evil mustache trolling villain
Steve
of
Jobs
this thing.
In disguise.
who is the boss of our kid's dad, barely, who hates his dad, right?
Okay.
His dad just feels like he wants to try it better, he wants to get that promotion, he wants to talk to Bill, he wants to there this guy's, you know, anyways.
Yeah.
He finds out, he comes back, and Clippy runs away, right? Mm-hmm. Clippy's escaped. Or like you said, like, this guy wants to...
He's going to steal Clippy.
He wants to commit a coup on Bill Gates. He wants to take over Microsoft.
Yeah.
And he sees it, like, my God, this is brilliant. Like, he can't believe that Bill Gates came up with this, and he deletes it. But Clippy wasn't deleted. Clippy ran away through the...
through the modems.
And sure enough, right into the computer. Yeah. Right into the computer of the kid's dad. And he shows up, and Bill Gates is like, where is Clippy? Like, he's like, can you just program
him? Where's my son?
My son.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like you hear stories of people who came up with like a solution for a problem and they just don't ever. So like Bill Gates, he's gone crazy now, which is perfect. That's what the guy wanted. The guy wanted Bill Gates to get lost, and now he's gone bad because he's trying to figure out how he came up with Clippy in the first place. So this guy's plan's all working. Cut to Clippy shows up at his kid's computer who's going to, because at the end of the day, what's going to happen is the dad will bring Clippy back to Bill Gates. He'll get promoted. He'll save Microsoft, and his kid solves whatever problem we're
You've
having.
Saved Microsoft and America.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so divorce paper. I'm sorry.
I like the divorce paper quite a bit.
Like all great kids movies, it's got this weird corporate intrigue in the middle.
Speed Racer style, bizarre boardroom scene shoehorned in to an otherwise fun movie.
Our Skynet here.
Yeah.
You know what would be great? Actually, all right, I'll throw one more thing in, but it's just fun plot stuff, and then we can get back to figuring out the actual story. Is you could do that the guy has his own evil AI that he's been working on, and Bill Gates in the other department just came up with it. So he's like, no, like, and then you have like your anti-Clippy that's like the evil Clippy.
Oh, that's good.
That's essentially, that is clearly Skynet.
Yeah,
like,
he smokes.
Very clearly, yeah.
It's a smoking stapler.
Yeah, a smoking,
inexplicably.
Smokes the stapler.
So they came up with like Ask Jeeves.
And then, because then you can have another program that's hunting for Clippy as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is all fun.
He created that program only to seek and destroy Clippy.
Yeah.
not to bring any positivity into the world, but...
Yeah, Clippy's a very altruistic and pure of heart.
Okay, so, I'm liking all of that. And then I like the kid, because then you do like, the kid's a gamer. Is what you do with the kid, right? Like, he and his dad, it's like, so you do, he sneaks onto his dad brings this bitchin' rig home with 256 megabytes of RAM and, you know, a 2 gigabyte hard drive. And he's like, oh my God, I'm gonna fuck this thing up and put some Doom on there and go nuts. And his dad's like, no, this computer's for work, blah, 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 blah.
He's
like,
my
dad sucks,
you
don't understand, you're not gonna do anything about it. And then so he sneaks onto the computer to boot up Doom, and then he sees the divorce papers and he's like, holy shit. But then Clippy shows up as well.
Yeah, it's like Cloak and Dagger, but Clippy's Dabney Coleman in this
Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, it's old.
Oh, yeah, just vaguely. Yeah.
I love that his dad's like, cool, the highest tech computer my work can be, what am I going to do? Pull up my divorce papers.
Hey, man, hard drive space is precious, precious cargo. By the way, this would be the era of Quake, too, by the way. 97 is the era of Quake.
Like the dad doesn't want him to play mature rated games, but the dad's got to realize he's not a little kid anymore. So that's the dad's thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you can still do the joke. And then I was like, well, why don't you play those T for Teen games? Like, because you're a teen now.
Check out these titles. And there's a bunch of Microsoft titles. shovel them in.
How about I get you a Sim City?
Yeah.
A little Sierra Online, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I dig that.
Oh. All right. What?
Okay, I'm sorry, Cecily. So you're going to hate this. Just, we'll never talk about this again. It doesn't be a real paperclip. Just bear with me. It's... He comes up with this great AI, but it doesn't have a face yet. It's just like his dad's coming up with this thing. It's this imagine. Okay, his dad is developing this AI that is this like it helps you on the computer, and that's what he's doing. He's like, don't touch my computer. He locks it. The kid is breaking into it with a paperclip, and it shocks him. And when his dad comes home, the AI is deleted. All of his work is deleted. He's like, where the hell did my work go, son? And he's furious. But the AI went into the paperclip, and it starts talking to him. And Clippy's his friend. And then at the end, when the dad sees it and he's like, oh my god, he brings it back to the computer and now he's got a face. He's clipping the paperclip.
Or he loses this entire like rendering that he's been doing of this character, and he's like, what am I gonna do? I spent so long rendering that character. And then the kid who's an artist is like, I don't know, dad, maybe you can make it like a paperclip. And he's like, I'm not making it a fucking paperclip.
Oh, and why it's a paperclip is that he sees he's angry at his dad. His dad tells him he can't use my computer, even puts a little lock on it. And dad's like, god, I wish I was living with my mom or whatever. Or no, he doesn't know about the divorce yet. He's like, god, he's like, man, I can't wait for mom to come back from her 2 month vacation. So it's like, no. And then he finds the divorce papers, mm-hmm. and he's furious. And they're, of course, using a paperclip. He's like, he's staring, he's crying, he sees the divorce papers, he looks at his dad's lock computer in defiance. He pulls off the paperclip, strains it out, and starts picking the lock of the computer, and it shocks him. And his dad's AI goes into his paperclip.
You must have a moment where it's like, you must have a moment where it's like, no, the floppy disk is stuck in here. And I was like, I can help.
That's actually better. He's playing Doom on his dad's computer with the floppy disk of Doom.
And it's stuck.
He's using the paperclip to get it out. It's shocking. He's like, he falls back.
You might have just sold me on it.
he falls back, and then the paperclip is like, why hello there? He's like, oh my god.
Okay, all right, here's what I like about that.
I think you still do all the corporate
AI,
stuff.
Because you do, he's got the AI is like...
But he's missing the heart.
No. The AI is like in calibration mode, right? Yeah. Like it's like on the computer, it's waiting for that first command, and like the only command he's given it is to help people, right? So like it's waiting for someone to help, and then it sees the kid have this whole crisis about the divorce papers.
I noticed your family's falling apart.
And then you do the thing where he picks into the computer, and then it gets and then Clippy is born, and then he's like, Metal can hold data, right?
There needs to be some moment where it's shown that Clippy is infallible. You know what I mean? Or he's not indestructible. Like if he were to climb in, I mean, I don't even know fucking know what Clippy is anymore.
You want Clippy to be able to be destroyed?
Well, if it shows that Clippy is
fragile,
can be. Like if Clippy goes into the computer to fix the floppy disk, but then he comes out and he's like kind of wounded, and the kid's like, "Clippy, are you okay?
You can't unbend me so many times."
Yeah.
I feel like you could do something where, because I like then that he has this cool gadget, right? Hey, okay, this is next level, and this is like do not let your kid see this movie. Because my first thought was like, oh, like he needs to pull the fire alarm at school because he can't get out of a test or whatever, but he can't fucking get to the fire alarm, so he unbends Clippy and sticks him into the electrical side. It's like, check this out. And he puts Clippy in the electrical socket, and then Clippy's able to jack into the school's PA system and control it and be like, attention everyone, there's a pizza party.
It's the 90s. We can do anything.
Well, no, I like the device that wherever he sticks this paper clip, Clippy can then, if it's a computer or whatever, if there's a computer in it, Clippy can control it, right? Because you do like, he's like, it's like, dad won't drive me to the fucking arcade, and he sticks it in the ignition of the car, and it's like, and like Clippy comes on the radio, and then Clippy's driving the
next
car.
Next stop, video arcade.
The kid goes to the arcade. Oh,
well, that's awesome.
He goes to the arcade.
If you have a paperclip, you have the simple thing where like somebody either asks for it or he like steps away. For like somebody's like, yo, I need a paperclip. He's like, I don't have it. He's like, yeah, what am I gonna have? What the hell's the problem? And the person just takes it from them, clips their homework assignment, and gives it to the teacher.
No.
It's like, oh my god, Clippy! Yeah. So he's got to break back into school. He's like looking through the window.
Okay, this is dope, actually. Yeah, the magical paperclip, and then it talks to him, and then but he can use it
can stick it into the arcade and get all these quarters. It's like, yeah, whoa, shoot. Clippy, you
and that. And then he gets where his dad is furious that he's like, you played Doom on my computer and ruined months of my work.
Yeah.
And so his dad's even extra upset. Maybe even he's like, no way, you're gonna go live back with your mom. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so now you have this ticking clock where he's like, at the end of this week, I'm gonna go back home to my mom. Yeah. Like, nobody wants me. Then, his mom already passed him off. It's kind of like Jess in Gilmore Girls, mm-hmm. where it's like, right? He's like, they send him to him, and he's like, my mom doesn't even want me. So that's kind of the kid situation. Like, the mom didn't even want to be with him. He's stuck with his dad, who's also working just as much or whatever. And that's why he's this trouble kid.
Send him to military school.
What you do. Because in the end, it would be like, he's like, dad, your program's right here. He's like, in a paperclip? He's like, yeah. And then he tells him a story about it. And then he's like, it's so Clippy, you can come out. And then, like, the eyes come out. They're like, whoa! and he realized, like, I just got to make us. What they were saying is, like, Microsoft would be like, look, your AI is good, but it's just cold. Nobody wants it. Macintosh is killing us. Like, we need some
organic. Like, it's a personal computer.
Yeah, exactly. A personal computer.
Yeah, and someone
exactly.
goes, it's the 90s. And everyone's like, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean? Well, we need a character with some personality. Yeah, there does need to be, like, a Clippy Bartman kind of. Dance like
do the Clippy.
Yeah,
it's absolutely dance.
Will Smith get Clippy with it.
Yeah, there needs to be like at some point like Clinton needed to like meet Clippy and like shake
oh no, that's the after credits montage at the end. It's the Clippy credits montage at the end. It's like Clippy and Bill Clinton like playing sax together on Arsenio. Yeah.
And there's like a female paperclip that like sidles
like,
in and like kisses
Clippy. Yeah.
Yeah, I just love all the tie-ins.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's my, really my cool.
How is there not like a Pac-Man style game with Clippy?
Oh my god!
Like,
oh
yeah,
my
like Miss
god.
Clippy and Clippy. Okay,
Straight so. Clippin is the name of the Will Smith track.
But I derailed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's not a derail. It's very,
we have
very
a Will
important.
Smith song.
It's important
now.
Yeah, now that we got merch plans.
All
right, all right, all right. We got to start laying some track. I think, like, all right, so act one.
The music video is just like clips from the movie as Will Smith raps over it.
Yeah. All right. So act one, Bill Gates. No, it's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Dad working on AI for Microsoft. Kid.
Lonely kid just moved here after.
Lonely kid just moved to.
Does he know?
Redmond.
I'm assuming he knows about this. Is this post divorce?
Yeah, maybe post.
Yeah, it's like mom separation. Is staying behind.
Okay, so he's
for
another divorce.
Yeah, you know, it's like.
And he had to leave Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. They lived in
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah, like Johnny Tsunami.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Probably kid surfs.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
He's a cool backwards cap wearing bad boy surfer team.
Yeah, yeah. No one surfs in Redmond.
When he goes to school, the kids are making fun of his shell necklaces.
Yeah.
Too far from the beach.
Puka shell necklaces.
I'm so far from the ocean, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Redmond far from the ocean?
Yes. Well,
is Silicon Valley?
No. What? Yes. Technically, yes. It's inland, and you have, like, Lake Washington. So it's good enough. It's also rainy as shit all the time. In Seattle, anyway.
Yeah.
He can't surf.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah. He can't surf. He can only play games.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay. That's really, really good. That's extremely good. So, okay. Yeah. Parents are divorcing. Mom still back in Hawaii.
Maybe he wants to go. Maybe he's always saying to his dad, like, I wish I could go back and live with mom. But the dad.
Why can't I live with mom? It's like, look, she just has some stuff to do. It's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of knows what's up, but he doesn't want to admit it. And he doesn't want to admit he's hurt by it because he's a tough gamer.
Yeah, the dad doesn't have the heart to tell him that mom doesn't want him.
Yeah, that's what it is. The mom. Oh, that should be the divorce papers. The mom isn't seeking custody also.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's why the mom isn't wanting him.
Yeah.
That's harsh, man. Clippy needs to help this kid. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, Clippy's boy.
Kid's got some stuff going on.
This boy needs help.
All right. Okay. So, all right.
Can we give him a name? Just call him boy. I don't care what the name is.
His name is
Jason.
Yes. Right, perfect. Jason, yeah.
Good bad boy name.
Good '90s.
Isn't that the Red Ranger?
Yes. Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. It's cut from a good cloth.
Get down.
Whatever you do, don't use my computer. that's what the dad's saying.
Yeah. So
this is not to play games on. Yeah. This is my work computer.
This is
what dad says.
This
no.
is my Clippy machine.
Yeah. Whatever, dad. This computer's for serious business.
Oh, yeah. Dad. Like, oh, you do like he meets this. Oh, okay, because you do at school. I don't know if you do this or not.
Oh, he meets like the hacker kid or something.
Well, yeah, there's like he finally meets another kid that's cool at school, and the kid's like, come on, me and my Quake clan are gonna be playing Quake online tonight. You should join us. He's like, but dad, I'm gonna get on the computer to play Quake. And then the dad's like, no, it's my work computer. I'm out of here.
It's like, I can't even surf and you won't let me play games.
You won't let me play games?
You won't let me surf or surf the net, dad. Yeah.
<I'm done. laughs> The trailer reveal will be like, Jason went from surfing the waves to surfing the net. Little did he know that he'd find
the net. Holy shit. Okay. So I'm throwing it as a maybe. There's a cool hacker kid. You know, because you do, like, he bonds with a kid at school like the other outcast, the local nerd, like, yeah, you can't surf, but have you ever surfed the net? He's like, well, there's a lot of cool stuff on the internet. Yeah, so you do, like, that's his new buddy, right? And he can't hang out with him after. Yeah.
His buddy asks him to get on Doom. And he's like, yeah, I can use my dad's computer, and his dad won't let him use it.
Or there's like, yeah, you know, like there's like a cute girl that's also in the hacker club or whatever. And they're gonna hang out online after school, and he won't let him. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, then it would be his best friend, who is a cool hacker, realizes that his they think he's weird because he's talking to his paperclip, but then his cool friend realizes his friend could betray him and take Clippy.
Clippy knew.
And bring it onto the hacker forums.
Or something. Or the kid's just, he can be the one who explains all the tech stuff to the audience. Because which gives you
that's pretty good.
And then your main character can be the one who's like, hey, in English, please. You know, like, <"Hey."> which you gotta have in any movie with tech stuff in it.
I don't want to derail this, but I really did like earlier when we were going the her route, which was like at the end he realizes that everybody has Clippy and it's not just unique to him. Because I loved
the going home moment of Clippy going back to Microsoft is a similar sort of him letting go.
Well, I think he'll do that. I think it's that when he shows his dad Clippy, his dad's like, it's amazing. He has to bring put Clippy back in. Clippy's going away and he's like, don't worry, I helped you, now I'm going to help everybody.
I just love the moment of realization of him realizing Clippy's not unique to him, and then him hearing like somebody with like a computer, and he just hears like, yo soy Clippy, and then he's like, what? Like,
well, then what you do is
you would be that the mischievous hacker friend like uploads Clippy to the dark web or whatever.
No, I think you do that. He gives dad back Clippy, he puts it in, it goes onto Microsoft, and it's like he puts the paperclip back in, Clippy's gone, and it's never going to be the paperclip again. You do that thing where it's like, you talk about the last one was him walking down the street with his new buddies, and he looks into the store, he looks into a store window, and it's, you know, the new Microsoft computers, and there's Clippies everywhere. He's like,
yeah.
And you know, he's like, it's not mine, but I'm glad Clippy's helping everybody.
He's like,
everybody.
Clippy, son of a bitch. You're
helping everybody now.
Well, it's like end of My Girl. Like, he's got a friend, like, when she, you know, when Thomas, what the fuck is his name? His name's Thomas in My Girl, right?
Sure, we'll call him Thomas. Duncan.
Fuck, he loses his glasses in the woods.
Thomas is good.
I think his name's Thomas. He dies, and then she finally has her, like, her female friend at the end of My Girl. He needs to have that moment of, like, finally having friends.
Yeah,
exactly. They're not a paperclip at the end of this.
Yeah, exactly.
So discovers divorce, sneaks into dad's office. Oh, by the way, you do like the thing where, again, like he sees Clippy in the store or whatever, like all this, all of the computers with Clippy on them, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, does Clippy recognize him, right? Like, it's like a new version. And so you do that moment where he's like, goodbye, Clippy. And then as he turns, you hear, goodbye, Jason.
Yeah, the audience hears it, but not
he
him.
Doesn't. Yeah.
He's about to go in the store, and then he goes, Never mind.
Yeah, it.
Never mind.
Divorce papers.
And yes, his name was Thomas. Thomas J. Sennett.
Thomas
J. Sennett.
Thomas J. That's all right, because it's Thomas J's is what they call him.
Discovers divorce papers, uses paper clip to break into PC, gets shocked, and Clippy downloads into his paperclip.
The paperclip taken off the divorce papers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now Clippy wants to help him, right?
What it would have to be is he's going to look the low point. I don't know what it is, but if he gets in with these hacker kids, maybe he's having a bad time in school. It'd be like he needs to ask Clippy to do something dark for him. It'd be like break in and like change his grades on a computer or something. Clippy's like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, Clippy, you're supposed to help. He's got like his friends around, but it's like, that would be like the low point. He's like, all right.
And then Clippy gets hurt doing whatever the bad thing was. Yeah. Or that's how Clippy gets caught by Microsoft.
Oh, because the teachers come in. They're literally like, they have this paperclip plugged in. He confiscates all of his stuff. He's lost Clippy now. And Clippy's tied up in the school.
Okay. Cool. Right. All right. So,
Or the teacher's like, I know he had notes because he had this paperclip and they must have had notes.
The low point is he's suspended. His dad's definitely getting rid of him. Mm-hmm. He wants to take him to military school, and his dad's getting fired because he lost all of his work. And Clippy, which is his dad's program, is inside the principal's office, setting up for the climax where him and his friends got break up.
The principal
Clippy.
Is Steve Jobs in disguise. And he's going to sell Clippy to this evil company called Apple.
Yeah, and the Woz is the vice principal.
Vice principal Wozniak. All right, Clippy wants to help him.
It's a last act heist movie. I dig it.
Oh yeah.
And he doesn't have Clippy's help, but he's doing it to, you know, because the kid's like, you know, again, he's learning to be selfless and he's learning to, you know, care about other people.
That's kind of when, like, the weird hacker kid that, like, they've been dancing around each other the whole movie.
Yeah.
That hacker kid's kind of like, I know you're in some trouble, man. And that's how he finally makes a friend, as the hacker kid steps up.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, shit, that kid's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Okay.
Okay, so to run through it, right? Okay, so he's the kid, surfer from Hawaii. He's living with his dad in Redmond. Mom's not home. Your mom's back in Hawaii, and he's like, this sucks. I don't want to be here. He meets friends at school who are going to surf the web, and then, like, he wants to go home and hang out with them, but his dad's like, no, fuck you. It's my work computer. You don't get to use it. It's like, God, Dad, you suck. He sneaks into the office. He finds the divorce papers. He uses a tear falls onto the paperclip, and then he jacks into the computer with the paperclip.
Or he's trying to get Doom unstuck from his dad's computer so he doesn't get caught.
Yes. He boots up. Clippy, you know.
Because it's the first thing Clippy helps him. He's like, you know, the way you can unjam a disk drive is actually two. He's like,
He, like, shocks himself when he's trying to get into the tower, right?
So, yeah. So then he shocks himself. The Clippy gets downloaded into the paperclip. Now he has a magic. This kid who has no agency in his life, right? He's powerless at the beginning. He's taken here. He can't do anything. Blah, 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 blah. He now has the keys, the skeleton key that wants to help him, right? Like an AI helper genie that wants to help him do anything, right? Yeah. So then that kicks off your trailer where we see him, like, again, he's able to drive the kids to the
Magic
prom
power,
and be able to drive to the arcade, and, like, he's like, he fits in, like,
quarters,
you know, but he's becoming a bit of a rebel.
I know if you do that, he has hacker friends. It'd be the first thing, you wouldn't be like, oh, this is my dad's AI.
Yeah.
It would just be, oh, this is some imaginary paperclip that's helping me out. This is freaking weird. His hacker friends at some point would realize, like, whoa, because he's talking about, like, oh, what's up with your dad? It's like, oh, no, I deleted his AI or something like that. And, like, for whatever reason, the kids would be like, wait a second, that paperclip that you've been talking about.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God, this is your dad's AI. You know what we could do with this? We could break into the school's computers. It's like, that's how you save up to that midpoint. Yeah. So, like, his bad kids, his bad friends essentially could tell him to do something wrong, like, break into the school computers to change all their grades.
Come on, you can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So he's
just one letter, man.
So he becomes
just one letter.
It's like, you know, on a sort of deeper human level, it's like you become a teenager, right? And that's when you really start to experience, like, morality in this deeper way. Like, I remember, like, when I really learned that it was wrong to lie. Like, both I could lie and get away with it, and you could, again, like, when you're that age, and it's like you experiment with gossiping and being mean to people, and then
peer pressure and stuff like that.
So you have this kid kind of, again, coming into his own, but also struggling with this stuff.
He goes down the wrong paths.
He has this thing that will do whatever he wants, but he's a child now coming into their own, experimenting with their adolescent powers, essentially.
Right. So maybe it isn't the hacker kid that takes notice of Clippy and being able to do it. Maybe it's some other kid that's like a cooler kid, but clearly he has devious motives.
It's a cool kid at school that always makes fun of him, and all of a sudden now surf, it's kind of like a Mean Girls, like, now all of a sudden surfer dude loser is suddenly becoming positive.
Meanwhile,
off to the side in the shadows, there's this kid in a hoodie with, like, a messenger bag who's, like, watching all this, and we just kind of see him. So then he later is the hacker friend that actually is, like, when Clippy goes,
can we do a flip? You do a flip on it too, where it's, again, because it's this school in Redmond where all of the kids of the people that work at Microsoft go to this high school. So the nerds rule this school. That's why he's a fish out of water. He's this fucking surfer bro. So he doesn't get ones and zeros at all.
Because technically that was my high school.
Yeah. So, you know, but he is, like, able to now fit in because he's got this cool. It seems like he's the hottest hacker in the school now because he can do it. They're like, how the fuck did you do that? Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
that kind of thing.
And all the kids have heard stories from their parents about how his dad is the fuck up that lost the
That's good.
So you do, and, like, of course, he's not going to tell me that the secret is he's got this paperclip Clippy that tells him how to do everything, because he's like, oh, man, I don't know how to type. He's like, oh, wait, type this in.
It looks like he's doing, like, 900 words a minute, just pounding
the coolest kid at some point, he's the coolest kid, is, like, in the bathroom, and he peers through the stall, and he sees him talking to his paperclip. What the fuck? It's like Ratatouille when he sees the rat.
It's like Ratatouille.
He's like, I gotta get that paperclip. And he's like, this kid's crazy.
Because he's
going
to win the school's hackathon. There's
a surfer who's going to win.
And that kid's
hackathon dad
is Steve Jobs.
Yeah, and then the evil kid's dad, he tells his dad, and his dad's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then there's that hacker kid that eventually becomes his real friend that's watching this, and he's the one that eventually helps him like rescue Clippy later. And they become true friends at the end, so then he doesn't need Clippy anymore because he's got a real friend.
You know what it could be? Then the dark thing you could do, it could be something like this kid is like throwing a house at his dad's, Bill Gates or Steve Jobs' house.
Oh, it's like a party,
He's getting the bad thing he wants to do is like this kid humiliated him at school or something like that. Maybe make fun of him for talking.
Or no, you do that. The bad thing he's doing is he's throwing a big rager at his dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And then the villain comes and that's when he steals Clippy. Or something like that.
Say something like
When he uses Clippy to drive to the party.
And he uses Clippy to like embarrass this kid somehow. Yeah, like his computer.
Yeah, yeah. The mean kid steals him, and then he has like embarrassing photos of the kid start like popping up on the computer. Oh, yeah.
Maybe the guy made fun of him because like maybe he took a picture or like early. I don't know, what did you have back then? I guess you couldn't just do
because he was pictures of him surfing.
Or the kids talking about. I was gonna say talking to his paperclip. Oh. Or he talks to the paperclip in the bathroom. So the guy gets a bunch of people to hide in the bathroom. He's like, dude, you guys gotta see this every single day.
We were talking about the main character embarrassing the bully.
No, I was saying, but like, why is he so angry at the bully? Like, why does he?
The bully's just been picking on him and humiliating him since the day he got here, because the bully's an asshole. He's like Harry. He's like Draco and Harry.
But I feel like the bully needs that one thing. Like the bully does that thing that he's like, I'm gonna get him back. You know?
You would do that. It's like
he's becoming popular. The bully starts getting jealous that his kid's becoming popular. He oversees him talking to his paperclip in the bathroom. He gets a bunch of the cool kids to all sitting in the bathroom, and then they're all watching. They all start. He's like talking to Clippy, and he turns around. They're all giggling because he's holding this paperclip and talking to him. They all start calling him the weird kid. It's like, I hate you, Clippy. It's that classic like, you're my partner, but now I should have never become friends with you. I hate you. But he's like, go get the bully back. He's like, you're gonna use me. And then when Clippy's like, I don't think I should do this, it's wrong. He's like, you owe me, buddy. Like, I'm a loser because of you.
Yeah.
So he goes to this kid's party. He humiliates him by like, and hacking into his smart home in 1995 and popping up embarrassing photos. Clippy hack and find embarrassing photos of him on the internet.
If the other kids are all nerds, I think the embarrassing photos should be of him being cool, like him surfing and
watching football and
smoking cigarettes.
He smokes cigarettes. Gross. Yeah. Gross.
Like him, like with a girl. It's like, you're with a girl.
Okay, this really works for me because I feel like I click in on again what the story is about on a deeper level, which is again like this again an adolescent coming into their own and struggling with what kind of person they're going to be, right? And like the desire to acceptance, but also like again like that those sort of teenage issues of like, am I going to be a good person or am I going to be a shitty person?
Yeah.
And you have Clippy is the ability to do anything you want, right? Which is again like a metaphor for again like your awakening adolescent power, right? Like you're becoming more and more of a person.
And I like having the at odds of the two, the bully and the main character, and then the fathers being at odds with each other as well.
Yeah, that's really fun.
I guess the only thing, because I think I get essentially up to the low point, he embarrasses the bully takes Clippy from him. What's like that last, because with the principal's office is nice because I get like the last thing is going to be the heist to save Clippy and then reveal to his dad that he's the one who's responsible. Because like, it's like he also doesn't want to tell his dad like, I'm responsible for deleting the AI.
Well, you do. It's also, he's had a big falling out with his friends, right? Like that he's made, like, because he, you know. But
he
you
goes
would do,
too far.
It's going to be something that he does. Like, again, if you're going to do, it's the hackathon, right? Yeah. Or it's the school, the nerd version of the talent show. Like, is the thing this has all been building up to. He's going to go up on stage and bare his heart somehow.
It would be like the tech fair.
Yeah.
Like, there's a technology fair happening where all the kids, like are displaying their newest creation.
You know what it is? Is the kid, the boy was so depressed or something that he doesn't have his, like, thing. And he uses Clippy to fix this guy's, like, whatever program, like, right before he goes up on stage. Like, so here... Like he's no longer the popular. He got humiliated so badly by Jason, and he's like, "Here's my program. It doesn't really work very well, but all of a sudden it works perfectly." And it's because he used Clippy to fix the bullies thing. That doesn't work.
A little redemption there.
Trying to think
what is it? It's gonna come down to what the kid's problem is. Do you know what I mean? Like the
Is it still the divorce?
I feel like maybe at some point he runs back home to Hawaii, but there's nothing there for him. Do you know what I mean? Like
mom doesn't want him.
Yeah, like
especially if he found out, like if that's what he found out there.
Yeah. I feel like it's gotta be some like he's like,
okay, it could be this. Especially if you're gonna do like his mom doesn't want him, he figures that out and has this bad relationship with his dad.
Okay. Can I It's what he learned from Clippy, right?
He needs help.
No, he needs to help others. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to help other people the way that Clippy helped him. You know what I mean? Like, that's how he grows, right? Because he's this snotty, snot-nosed, little self-focused kid at the beginning. You know
self-focused,
what I mean?
Six-pack surfer dude.
Yeah,
kid.
He's just like, my life sucks, right? And it's like, no, dude, help other people. Like, that was the whole point of Clippy, right? And that's how, and then through the magic of that, so again, it's like he, you know, the whole project's going to go down in flames that he teamed up with the other guys on, and then he comes back, and they're like, what do you want? He's like, I want to help, like, or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing.
He could run off to Hawaii, and then his mom could be like, she could say, I don't want you, like, your father, he, like, did nothing to help this family. And the kid's like, what are you talking about? Like, he works all day. Like, what are you doing here? You're just hanging out in Hawaii with your new boyfriend. You're not doing, you don't care about me anymore. Yeah. He's like, and he realizes, like,
dad rules.
My dad's trying to do everything he can to, like, so then he's like, I need to go back and help my dad. Like, nobody helps my, you know, I don't know.
He should have some poignant speech at the end about how life is like surfing. You know what I mean? That, like, you know, like, the waves knock you down, but you get back up. Like, it's all about going with the flow. But I'm also like, is there, like, it feels like the 90s movie thing to do. Well, a la Johnny Tsunami would be like, whatever thing he's going to do for the tech fair has to do with surfing.
Oh, yeah. It has something to do with surfing. He invents the internet.
Okay. I don't have a solution to that.
Oh, my God. What if he... No, but you need the internet for him to get the thing. Yeah.
He sees Clippy's about to be destroyed, so he, like, grabs a board and then, like, slides off he kind of surfs off a table and then,
him wanting to help Clippy... Actually, yes, the crisis is Clippy gets stolen, right? Yeah. And now Clippy's going to be, you know, destroyed, or he's going to be Apple... It's, again, the climax is they're going to pull a heist on
Apple.
Too.
Yeah.
So you do...
Oh, yeah, he has to steal it. It's a high-tech heist on Apple.
But he can't do it on his own, because he's just a surfer. He doesn't know what he's doing, and so then he has to admit that to everybody, right, before they can help him, right? They're like, well, if you're such a fucking great hacker, go steal on your own. And then so he's gotta be like, I'm a fraud, right? Like, this is all bullshit. I'm just a scared teenager. My mom is leaving my dad. I don't know what I'm doing.
So effective that even somebody who doesn't know anything about computers can become a great hacker.
But then he unites the school, right? Like, all the nerds that hate each other, right, they all loved Clippy. Right, and so he's like, we've all gotta, like, Clippy was about helping, and we've got to help each other, and we've got to go help our friend Clippy, right? So then it's like your classic again. It's like Sneakers, or it's like Camp Nowhere. Yeah. All of the kids unite at the end, and he's kind of like the quarterback of the operation. And it's like the that's the other thing you could do, by the way, is make it football, and he's a quarterback. But the surfing thing's so good. He and the bully and his friend, like, he unites everybody, and they do this radical heist on Apple to steal Clippy, and then they give Clippy up at the end.
All the friends meet Clippy, and like, wow, and like, man, your dad came up with this. He must be a pretty cool dude. And then he realizes it's been horrible to his dad. Yeah. And he's like, your dad created something that just wants to help people? Your dad must be a pretty cool dude. Yeah, this is what he realizes. His dad's just constantly, he's just struggling to make it by. And he runs and his dad's about to get laid off. He's like, Dad, I got it! He holds him a paper, he's like, son, now I'm about to get fired, and now I'm definitely fired. He's like, no, wait, I got it. And he shows him, he's like, oh, and he pulls, he's like, sir, before you fire me, I think you want to see this. He pulls it up, and he saves his dad, son, and he's like, Dad, I love you. I know you're just trying to help. You've done everything you can. I'm going to try to help out around the house more, just like Clippy helps. Yeah. And then you have him see Clippy in the window.
Can I just say, I just saw something that brought tears to my eyes.
Yes!
So the whole movie, Clippy needs to say, his standard structure of speaking should be, it looks like you're doing blank, would you help?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The last thing Clippy should say to the kid before he, like, fades or goes, all he should say is, it looks like you're happy.
Oh my God!
And then, it looks like you're happy, like, I love you, buddy, or something like that. Yeah.
You're happy, you don't need my help anymore.
I did too, that's great.
You're happy. All right, I think that's a movie, guys. I'll do a run quickly through the acts. Act one, the divorce, he moved, he's angsty, he's meeting the kids at school, he breaks into the computer with the paperclip, it comes to life after he's seen the divorce papers. Act two, he's, you know, making
friends.
Using
this newfound power to make friends, because now he's got this hacking ability and can do all this stuff with
computers. He's discovering the powers of it, right? And then, like, again, end of act two is like, we're going to fucking win the hackathon, right? And so now he's with his new friends, like, he's rising in popularity,
The bully who doesn't like him.
The bully's like, ooh, I don't like him. Yeah. His dad's like, I don't know how to reach my teen. And then you have, like, again, like, your midpoint is this party where like he's at the top, you know, like again, he gets humiliated and then he does his revenge, yeah. right? And then you have the, you know, you're sort of everything falling apart.
The bully realizes he's the bully using his realizes he steals
that
it's
the paperclip. The dad from Evil Steve Jobs is like, we gotta steal that thing. And then so they steal it, and then it's like, and then
he
all apologizes of his friends,
to all of his
he's like,
friends.
Oh shit, I fucked up. He realizes his mom is not, you know, didn't want him. And then you do, yeah, his sort of like act five, like his big speech to everyone is like, we gotta save Clippy, and like, who's Clippy?
He admits that he's a yeah.
He admits he's a poser. He admits he, you know, like blah, blah, blah.
But they're still his friends anyways.
They're his friends anyways. He unites everybody around helping, like the way Clippy helped him. And then they all team up to go heist Apple in Cooper down in Cupertino where the rival high school is.
They road trip down.
They road trip down to Cupertino and steal Clippy back. And then you do, he's got his friends. Like he's made peace with the bully. He's happy with his dad. And then you do Clippy. He's like, it looks like you're happy.
Yeah. And then the kid's walking down the street. Yeah. And he
and
sees
them. And the
ending
is a little thing where his dad's program is in all computers around the country. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
And he sees Clippy in all the, in the store.
Like Clippy.
Yeah. And he says, Noah, Clippy, thanks for everything. And then he's waiting for the response. Of course he doesn't get it because it's just a program. Yeah. He walks away. But no, the audience sees Clippy, says, you're welcome, Jason.
All right. I think we got ourselves a movie.
Wow. No, I'll say, you know, if this is the first time we say, did we break or did it break us? I think we broke that story.
I think we broke that story. Yeah. I'm feeling really good about that.
That was good.
Some choice. And then choice quotes there.
And then it's Big Clippy style.
Yeah, Big Clippin, Straight Clippin, Big Clippy style. Yeah. Get Clippy with
wild,
it.
Wild, wild clip.
Yeah. Clip, clip, boom. Yeah.
Oh, parents just don't understand would be like the perfect.
Yeah.
I think we got ourselves a perfect 90s movie.
Oh, wow.
All right.
All right.
That was great.
I think that was a pretty good.
I think you moved from producer to third writer in that
writer. Wow, that was so much fun.
If only all producers got it.
I mean, now we have to have our separate off mic meeting where we talk about the merchandising. I'm like Michael Bay. I'm always in those meetings.
You got your finger in
that was fantastically fun. Thank you guys for letting me do that.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah, sure.
And how should people, well, I mean, yeah, follow you? Social media. What are you working on?
Well, I work at Funhouse. It's my 9 to 5. And you can find us at youtube.com/funhouse and follow us on Twitter at Funhouse Team. And you can follow me on Twitter at Elise Willems. We kind of fashion ourselves to be like the Mystery Science Theater of video games. We had an animated series recently called Sex Swing about a fictional band that was a bunch of pathetic, you know, rockers past their prime. And
Sex Swing is an incredible name.
Yeah. you can also find us at roosterteeth.com because we are part of the Rooster Teeth family.
The good folks over at Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
Also want to just do a quick shout out to Meshach M, who gave us our first ever actual written rating on iTunes.
Yay!
He gave us a full 5-star, so thank you very much, Meshach. If you folks, by the way, enjoyed this at all, you should head on over, please, to iTunes, to the Storybook page. Leave a review. A rating. You can write something out if you want. It's super helpful. Helps us get it out to folks. I think that's gonna do it for us.
We missed this because we're new to podcasting. We're trying this out. And one of the things we want to do is doesn't matter if we think we broke it.
That's true.
We're the writers. Writers often think they did a good job, but those movies don't get sold at the end. It matters to you.
That's right.
The audience. So we want to begin to ask you guys and you gals and everybody who listens to the show, all 20 of you, if you think we broke the story or if the story broke up. So we're gonna start putting that up in a forum. Freddie will.
Link it,
and you decide if we did a good job.
Yeah,
or
you'll
not.
Link. We'll link to it. We have a little discussion page on the Rocket Jump website. You can also hashtag
discuss.rocketjump.com.
Yep.
For example, I thought we totally broke the Kellogg's one, and I still do. But my friend listened to it, he's like, "You guys didn't get it." I was like,
"Man, you guys don't get what cereal's really about."
That's harsh.
So, I still at the end, I couldn't figure out if they were farming cereal or not. I was like,
"Critical oversight."
And you guys asked that question at one point.
Yeah, some of the logistics of that one I think got away from us. But
it was a delightful ride. I loved every second of it.
Yes, awesome. Indeed. Well. Thanks very much for listening, and I guess we'll see you all next week. Bye, everybody.